opposite to the village of Charley Bassett has taken me to the flat area between the Oxford Farringdon Road and the Oxford Wantage Road. And when I say flat, it really is a bit of a revelation. This is the Vale of the White Horse, and the countryside is absolutely dead level for as far as I can see, except way in the distance where the line of the White Horse Hill stands against the skyline. This is a village, small in size and off the main roads, but as I'm sure we'll soon discover, it does have its secrets, tucked away from the casual passer-by. So, let's take a closer look at Charley Bassett. I'm now sitting in Wick Cottage here in Charley Bassett. It's the home of Mr. J.R.L. Anderson, and on my knee I've got a book which is entitled The Upper Thames. In fact, Mr. Anderson's the author of this book, and obviously, Mr. Anderson, you've been looking around, you've taken more than a passing interest in the Upper Thames Valley, which obviously leads me on to ask you about the history of this particular village. How is it that man came and settled in Charley Bassett?
You're quite right about being interested in the locality. My mother's people have been living around this part of the world for centuries, and it's very much my home. The best starting point for finding out why these places existed is really in their names. Now, there are a lot of villages around this part of the Vale of the White Horse which end in E-Y. Charney itself, Hanny, Goosey, Coosey, lots of them. Now, that E-Y is an old Anglo-Saxon, also Norse word, meaning island. And the island ending in these village names shows exactly what they were. Islands of firm ground in what was essentially a marsh. The Ock Valley is really a marsh. The Ock is a sluggish river with not much fall. It floods very easily, as you can find out today after heavy rain. A lot of the roads around here are quite severely flooded. And these villages were islands in the marsh. And their names all have meanings. Charney itself gets its name from the river. The river that's now called the Ock used, before Anglo-Saxon times, to be called the Churn. A common English river name, you find it round Cirencester. The river that gives its name to Cirencester is the Churn. Churn is a very old pre-Saxon, pre-British, as far as we know, river name, probably going back to the speech of our prehistoric ancestors. Well, at some time in the early Middle Ages, when the Anglo-Saxons began developing this marshland and cultivating it a bit, they changed the name of the river to Ock. And that's an interesting name because an Ock is an old English word meaning a salmon in its second year of life, a young salmon. And all these Thames tributaries, for most of their history, were splendid salmon rivers. So, the name of the village, which is a little pre-Ock and a very old name, is the island in the Churn, in the River Churn. And you talked about the name of my house, Wick Cottage. That also has a meaning. In lots of southern England, more in southern England than in the north, but even in the north too, you will find villages, and then a little way away, you will find another hamlet called something Wick. You meet it around here. There's Fifield and Fifield Wick. Well, the Wick was a detached piece of land over which the villagers had certain rights of grazing or gathering firewood or whatever it may be. And this part of Charney Village, the village proper around the village green, is perhaps a quarter of a mile or just over away from us. This was Charney's Wick. And its proper name of this little covey of cottages around here is Charney Wick. And that is why this house is called Wick Cottage.
Talking about the land and people who own the land, who in fact was the major landowner in this area?
Well, for most of Charney's history, the greatest landowner was the huge Benedictine Abbey at Abingdon. They acquired the land round Charney sometime in the 9th century, I think, with a charter that they alleged was given them by King Offa of Mercia. Now, the early medieval monks weren't above forging charters to land sometimes, and this Charney Charter is a little suspect because although it was granted, or apparently granted, by the King of Mercia, Charney was never in Mercia. Charney belonged to Wessex. So it's a little as if you claimed that the title deeds of your house were due to a grant given you by the King of France during the time when he claimed also to be King of England. It's a little bit suspect. But however that may be, the Abbey went on owning this land for centuries. And the beautiful old house that is now called Charney Manor was originally the grange of Abingdon Abbey in Charney, where the bailiff or steward, who was really the farm manager for these particular estates, lived. And Charney had all sorts of duties. It had to supply the abbey at Abingdon with so many wagon loads of grain, so many barrels of fish, presumably salmon taken out of the auk, all sorts of other things to support the abbey at Abingdon. The Bassett part of the name is later and interesting, but not so interesting. It derives from a certain Ralph or Ralph Bassett, who was a great officer called Justiciar to an early king, Henry II. He acquired manors in various parts of the country and has left his name all over the place, Charney Bassett, Letcombe Bassett, Wootton Bassett, and so on. He left the land back to Abingdon Abbey, so the abbey went on owning it, and his name really went out of business. I don't think any Bassetts ever lived here after the original Bassett, who acquired it, no doubt, as an investment.